mother and father of Gopal is Nand and Yashoda. In this Jagat and in spiritual world, there is also Sneha and Priti there. In the spiritual world, Swayam Bhagwan Sri Hari in his dham, where there is no charan of Maya, there is no Maya. One day Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, in this material world, we have mother and father. Are they, what happened? As long as we have body, there is no parivartan there. Here, as long as we have body, parivartan is going. In spiritual world, it's all nitya, it's all eternal. There's nothing temporary. Here, it's all temporary. There, it's eternal. It's not temporary. In this jagat, we know there's time, present, past, future. In this material world, everything's temporary, and also there's present, past, and future. But in the spiritual world, in the transcendental world, everything's nitya, everything's eternal. Nitya Navayaman, everything's eternal. Tell Taruni I'm doing it on WhatsApp. Otol, okay. Everything in this Jagat. Do you understand this? If you understand or not, everything's Nitya, everything's ever fresh, everything's new. There's nothing, you know, in this material world, things are old, things become old. But in the spiritual world, there's nothing that becomes old. Everything's ever new, ever fresh. Ek samay, Srimati Radhika, this is very important. She was in the Kunj, Srimati Radhika was in the Kunj, and the Prem, but at that time she came out from the Kunj. Then outside the Kunj, Lalita Devi was there. Lalita Devi asked Radha, ki, your Priyatam, which mood did you have darshan of Govinda? Radha, he said, Dr. Bab, he said, oh, Dr. Bab, he said, oh, can you describe this flower? Can you describe the flower? You can say, oh, there is beautiful petals, the color of the rose is red. So you will be able to describe that, right, about the flower. So like that, similarly, Lalita Devi was outside the Kunj. And then when Radharani came out from the Kunj, then Lalita Devi asked the question to Radha, hey Radha, if you would... please describe the group of Govinda. I want to hear the description of the roop of the Govinda from your mouth. Then Radharani said, Radharani boli, hey Lalite, I have not had darshan of Govinda. So he said, if I have taken darshan of Govinda, then I can give description of darshan of Radha, of Krishna Govinda. Yes, Lalita saying, Hare Radharani, you just met Govinda. Radharani said, oh, in my fortune there is no darshan of Govinda. Govinda's name is so beautiful. Just listening to Govinda's name, my heart melts. Then Chandapasi, his one poet has written, you know this Chandin, that this the name of Govinda is so beautiful. The Sham Nam is so beautiful. It's such a sweet name. Who has listened to this Sham Nam? What is this sweetness? Radharani speaking this. Radharani saying, what sweetness is in Krishna's name? Lalita said, and I haven't had darshan of Govinda. So Lalita says, but just now you had darshan of Govinda. So Radharani said, hey Govinda, hey Lalita, if you have had darshan of Govinda, then you describe the darshan of the roop of Govinda. So please describe. Bhagwan's roopa is so beautiful. How can you even describe the beauty of Krishna? It's just, there's no words. Words cannot describe the beauty of Govinda. This is called Nasamisasamvita. In this Mahabhav, that's it. Javat Astre Vistri Swarup. One Anubhav, once you have realized, or you cannot, the realization you cannot describe in words. Whoever has this realization, like Kakebo, what can I speak? Who will listen? Our Guru Maharaj used to say katha. What shall I say? What can I say? Who will listen? Who don't have any knowledge? Our Gurudev used to give an example. Who have no knowledge? What can I speak? So for example, he used to give an example. Whoever study science, who studied science, then you can speak science to them. So if they pass mathematics, and so somebody who studied mathematics, then you can speak about mathematics, then they will understand. They will understand what's minus and what's plus. But somebody who's never ever studied mathematics, and then you speak to them about mathematics, they will not be able to understand. So whatever one has studied, so somebody who doesn't have any gyan, doesn't have any knowledge about something, so if you speak to about Bhagwan's katha, then you know what will happen? Nothing will happen. They will not be able to understand. So when Maharaj speaks katha, so Maharaj katha, not many people even understand, know anything. So whatever Acharya said, Acharyas are saying, there is so much anand in speaking Govindis katha. There is so much anand in listening to Govindis katha. See, I'm speaking katha. You know that I most of the time I live overseas. Then outside, I see. Like if there's somebody in the overseas, those are 20,000 people gathered under a tent. When, for example, when there's a famous singer, you know, like the concerts, this concert, nobody knows what they are singing, nobody asks them what they are singing, but still there's thousands and thousands of people are gathered there to listen to this one famous singer. So once I saw that when I was passing by, everybody speaking in these different languages. In Brazil, they speak Portuguese. What they are speaking, I don't know. Hey, and then everybody's just dancing. Hajaro, thousands of people are just dancing. I saw that. I asked one person, do you understand what he says? That kirtan is, that kirtans, but he said, do you understand what he is saying? So he said, no, I don't understand, but there's so much rhythm and there's so much music, so I'm just dancing to the music. That's why in this jagat, nobody understands about the spiritual world. Music instruments, orchestra, all the orchestra. There's so many different musical instruments in this orchestra. So many different. So they don't understand, but they're jumping. They're moving about. The tal or le. What is that rhythm? They're making their ride. Rede dances, you know, and they're automatically their hands are moving and their feet are moving and their legs are moving according to the rhythm of the music. By automatically, they're listening to this chandra, they're listening to this music. But this is example of a material world. That in material world, the music has got so much strength that people will dance, people will jump, people will put their hands up. Even their hands, they don't want to put their hands forcefully, but automatically listening to the music, they put their hands up, the legs are dancing, the body is dancing. So that is the shakti of the music in this material world. So this is what we are talking about, material world. So can you compare what type of shakti, what type of energy must be there in the material world? That he steals the mind, he steals the heart, he attracts the heart, he kills the heart. The Geet, when the Mukunda plays the flute, when Mukunda is playing the flute, what are the vibrations of the flute, when he plays the flute, what happens to all Anand Lariya? The Anand is flowing. What am I saying? What is the stage of Prem? The language of Prem? How you cannot even explain the Anand. You can only have realization of the Anand. Chavat, everybody's chav means niche, samved. Anubhav means realization. For example, somebody is dumb, they cannot speak. Dumb person cannot speak. So if somebody gave a rasgulla to a person who cannot speak, and he's tasted the rasil, and then you can ask him and say, oh, can you describe what was the taste of the rasgulla? He will not be able to describe it to you because he cannot speak. If mother made so many nice sabjis, But it's very nice. And if you give rasgulla, will the dumb person be able to speak and say what the taste of the rasgulla is like? So similarly, the language of the prem, you cannot describe it. You only have to realize it. Only realization, the prem, this prem you have, you can only understand it by realizing it. You cannot explain it in language. The vritti of the prem is sang. All this prem is in one place. Then Lalita Devi asks the Radharani, "Hey Radhe, please describe the roop of Govinda." And Radharani said, "Hey Lalite, I haven't even had darshan of Govinda. If I had darshan of Govinda, then I will be able to describe the roop of Govinda." So when you listen to the description of Radhe, you have anand, but you will not understand. Our Vaman Goswami Maharaj, he said, "Mujhe ne kichu meje, I haven't seen anything, and I haven't dekhi na kuchu, means I haven't seen it. I haven't had darshan with this intelligence, with this material intelligence. How can I understand this spiritual world with the material?" Then only it comes in the Devananda Gaudiya Math Bhagavat Katha. With this material eyes, you cannot have darshan of Bhagwan. You can only have darshan of Bhagwan through your ears. When you listen to Hari Katha of Bhagwan, then you are having darshan of Bhagwan. Anartha Nivritti. Until your heart is pure, there is no Anartha Nivritti, then your heart will be pure. Then when your heart is pure, then slowly, after the Anartha Nivritti, after the Anarthas have been removed from your heart, then slowly in your heart, you will be able to have realization. With all the anathas in your heart, you will not be able to understand, you will not have realization. When will you have this realization? When you have a mercy or kripa of Bhagwan or a bhakta. When you get the kripas of Bhagwan, athwa, or suddha bhakti, or pure devotee's kripa, then you will be able to understand. Otherwise, you will have no understanding. You will not be able to understand. Even though Lord Brahmaji knows everything, but he's not been able to. But he cannot realize. Only with Bhagwan's kripa, you can have realization. He can only have anubhav, realization. So Radharani is telling Lalita, "Hey Lalita, if you had darshan of Govinda, you describe the roop of Govinda." In Chaitanya he said, "This Vrajendra Sam Sundar is so beautiful, even Vasudev or Dwarka, even Vasudev Krishna in the Dwarka Krishna, even they have agreed to have darshan of Shamsundar." To understand this prem, to have realization of the love, is vichitra. So if you know, then So if you look at the tattva, with the tattva, with the siddhantas of the tattva, if you can have realization, then there is no difference between any of his other avatars. If you tell Bhagwan is one, if you start discriminating from all the avatars, then it's aparadha. Udharan, the example is an Advaitur. What is it? If this one stone, Vedumani, there's a one stone. As you say, like, I think he's talking about a prism, you know, when you have different light, when the light goes through, you can see so many different colors, like rainbow colors. So when you have this Swarup, the Prakash of the Swarup, of Bhagwan's Prakash, Swarup, according to Sakya Vatsalya, this is a Raskatha. This Govinda's Roop, Govinda's Roop is so beautiful that when you have darshan of this beautiful Rupa, then you will not have any desire to have any darshan of anything else in this world. Govinda's Roop is so beautiful, sundar, so sundar Roop, that you will not be able to even describe Gyan or Shastras. So if you get darshan of Bhagwan even once, you will not want to see anything else. You know the maida, you know when you make jaleba, jaleb is made from white flour. When you put jalebi in a hot oil, or you put a puri in the hot oil, what happens? So, you know, until it's not cooked, it says char 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 while that is being cooked in the hot oil. So like, you know the puri or jalebi you put in the hot oil, it will say cha cha cha. But when it's cooked, when it's sand, you know, when it, there's no bubbles coming out, no noise coming out, then it's sand. Then the, you know, sand. So similarly, when you have this, at the moment, you have so much restlessness in your heart. But once you have anubhav, then you'll have so much peace in your heart. So who can I speak to? Who? So Guru Maharaj is saying, what beautiful Roop of Srila Gurudev is saying. What beauty, what is beautiful the Roop is of. But who can I speak to? Who will be able to understand? In Madhurya Kadambini is described that you come to a stage, that when you come to the stage after Shraddha, Sadhu Sangh, Bhajan Kriya, Anatta Nivritri, Rachi, Bhav, Prem, when you come into that Bhav, Prema, Dasha, this Sneha, even within brain, Sneha, Pran, Mane, Bhav, Mahabhav, Anubhav, Ruda, Adi Ruda, Anit Bhav, there's so many different Bhavs, Sneha, Pran, Mahabhav, Rudra, Modan, Mohanan, Mohan, there's so many, these are all steps of Prem. When you came, in that Prem, in the stage of Prem, you will not even have this material body. In the Prem stage, the sadhak will leave this body. In the Prem stage, you cannot have this material body. You will leave, the sadhak will leave this material body. Even this Visha, universal, Sital, you put all the fire that is in this universe, and if you put all the fire in the sun, still, that is the dasa, that is the state, that is the stage of Prem. This is what the Shastras are saying, that all the agnis, all the fire that is in the universes, if you put all the fires together in the sun, can't you don't know. Prem is where the prem is cold, where the prem is hot. You cannot describe that prem. In Chaitanya Charitram Amrita, it says, if the ganna, you know the ganna, sugar cane, the sugar cane, you put it in the fire, and then you put that sugar cane in your mouth, and the rust, you know, the juice from the sugar cane is very, very sweet. But the sugar cane is hot. You know that you're tasting the juice of the sugar cane. At the same time, there's a heat there as well. But you are still enjoying the juice. So when you know this, Anand, you know, when you're listening to Radharani's Katha, when you listen, anybody who listens to Radharani's Katha, they have so much Anand in listening to the Hari Katha. This Raghunath Das Goswami. Slok is saying, In Vrindavan, Krishna is going cowherding. And then he's going herding, but he's meeting gopis. He's having bichu, you know, like scorpion. Everything in spiritual world is spiritual. Even the lion, elephant, lions are there, snakes are there, scorpions are there, but they are all spiritual. They are not like this material world. They are not like material world. That is Krishna. There is nothing unfavorable for Krishna's Leela. Everything there is favorable for Krishna's Leela. Everything is Anand. They are having darshan of Mukunda is iron Anand. Mukunda Leela. Everything is favorable there. Everything is favorable. Sap, snakes, scorpions, lions, Brahman. Everybody, everything there in spiritual world is favorable for Krishna's Leela. Nothing is unfavorable there. Two minutes I'll speak. One time Radharani, in Radhakund, she was sitting nearby Radhakund. The Radhakund is Sangam. Sangam, you know where Radhakund and the Radhakund and Shyamkund meet, in the middle, it's called Sangam. Sangam. That's where Radha and Krishna are sitting there. It's all spiritual there. It's not material world. This Govinda's Leela is going on there. And then Radharani is in Man. Then Radharani was in Man. Radharani is with Man. She wanted, she was leaving Krishna and going. And Krishna said, "Hey Radha, why are you leaving me and going? Where are you going?" Radharani didn't say anything. Radharani did not reply. Radharani just started to walk, and Krishna is saying again and again, Krishna is speaking, "Hey, what fault? Radharani, why are you leaving? What is my fault?" But Radharani didn't say a word. And then she came to here. Radharani said she left Krishna and went, and she went towards Radhakund and was sitting near Radhakund. And Krishna said, Krishna has tried to pacify Radharani, but Radharani was in Man. There was no reason. Radharani left Krishna and she started to walk. But the roads, you know, the roads are very narrow. Only the roads are so narrow that only one person can pass through. Two people cannot pass through. And on the side there is a thorns trees. Like when we at Gurudev's time, when we used to go to Braj Pandal, Braj Parikrama, that we used to. So there's. We used to. But nowadays, now the roads are big. This is I'm speaking about 40 years ago, when the when we used to do Vrindavan Katha with Gurudev, the roads were very narrow. The roads are very big now. It wasn't like what it is now. So it's called. So it's a very narrow lane. And on the both sides, this kanta, you know, the thorns. The trees that on both the sides of that road is thorns, trees of thorns. So when Radharani was in Man and he started to walk, Krishna in his mind started to think that today Radharani, I will not be able to meet Radharani today. So how will I be able to meet Radharani? In his mind, he's thinking, Ichha Shakti, Krishna's Ichha Shakti, and the Yog Maya arranged that whatever rastu, whatever road, the road that Radharani is walking on, opposite there, she sees a snake, you know, like a snake with his fangs. And his eyes were red eyes. His eyes were like, you know, like a stone, a metal that when you put in a furnace, how red it gets. That's how his eyes were red, like, and his fangs, you know, his jib, and the jib, you know, his tongue was bubbling outside. And when Radharani saw this snake, and she said, and so it, she cannot go forward because the snake is there, and then she cannot. So the snake is like, and Radharani got very frightened of the snake, so she could not go first. She cannot go east. She cannot go on the sides, left side or the right side, because the trees of thorns were there. And then what did the Radharani say? Then the snake was hissing. Radharani got frightened. And Radharani said, "Hey, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhav. Hey, Krishna." So Radharani started to say, hey, Krishna, protect me." And then behind, they like that, Jai Ho, that Krishna, you. And Krishna hugged, embraced Krishna. Radharani embraced Krishna. And there was a milan of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Milan. So that's how Radharani meet Kilan. So this is the difference in the Vrindavan Saab Bhag. In Vrindavan, so nothing's pratikul. They are all anukul. They are all favorable in Krishna's Leela. And they help in Krishna's Leela.
Govind bolo hari gopal go.